Hello, welcome in. Episode 78 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise, and today I have got Blether with Smile. I've got the swap section, a small me section, a Caithness Game of Thrones history segment, and a small Watsy Crack section. I sponsor this from my own business, www.energyhunt.com, which, as you know, is Northern Scotland's premier renewable engineering service. Nothing to do with craft, but everything to do with my wage, and therefore it pays for your podcast. Get your cup of tea or your dram, and I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week.
Now for the blather.
Smile. Noun. Curving or parting of lips in a pleased or amused expression. Verb. To wear this expression. Are you smiling? What? I've got you with your little lippies all turned down into a frown. Oh, here, I'm not having that now. Okay. Try putting the corners of your pie hole up a wee bit. Now a wee bit more. Now, grin like you've just been handed the keys to a yarn shop and told, help yourself! And for those of you who are still resisting, go on, grin like a Cheshire cat. You don't have to mean it, but you do have to do it. And no, I don't care if you're stuck in the car at traffic lights or on the bus surrounded by other non-smiling worky people. Go on, smile. Well done, that's one. Now, a wee while ago, there was a study by a toothpaste company, Blank X, finding that the average person in the UK smiles 7.5 times a day. Happier ones smile 11 times a day, and the grumpy ones only smile once. And I thought, oh, I think I'll be in the 11 bracket. But when I considered it and really thought about it smiling, I thought, I don't think I'm up to 11. And thus forth, we shall smile through this episode. Smile! Of course, I have extra help with getting smiles. I have a Sandy and I have a Daisy, and I'm not afraid to use them. So, here's Sandy to tell us a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
You just said it.
And here's Daisy to tell us a joke.
Why a pig got no ears?
Don't know. Why's a pig got no ears?
Because puts an edam on.
It's very funny.
And you're laughing.
Right, do it again.
Why a pig got no ears?
I don't know. Why has a pig got no ears?
Because Sandy bow and arrow then.
No, I don't get it either. It's our favourite joke. So there you go. There's two smiles. It's a scientific fact that the smile is an instinct humans will repeat if smiled at. Well, certainly in Western society, where it's rude not to smile at someone, even if you're not sure what they're smiling at. It's nice to travel that smile about you too. If you smile at the bus driver, he smiles at the next passenger, who gets off and smiles at the ticket officer in the tube, who smiles at the next person buying their ticket. And on it goes. Imagine if we had a train full of smiling people. It scientifically makes us happy when we smile, and I sound nicer when I smile. Can you tell I have a smile on? Even if we don't feel all that cheerful at the start. You can have the smile of my lips moving by my eyes or not. Smile. Okay, now, I want you to do your scary, creepy smile. You know, the one I have when I'm behind the stand at All Energy, which is actually coming up next month. We're going, but we're not exhibiting as yet. I don't have to do the creepy smile. Yes! Big smile on Louise's face. You know, the one where my eyes aren't matching. But it is a smile nonetheless. I didn't look unwelcome, and people are more likely to speak to me. And I'm good at it. Has anyone run away from you with your creepy smile? Go on, pretend you're Snape from Harry Potter. He's got a creepy smile. Right, that's another one. Some mornings I wake up tired and tetchy. Most of the week. And I know I have to be nice to people when I get out the car. And what I do is smile a forced smile when I'm in the car. Right, I try to think the cows and sheep appreciate it as I whiz past and they have me looking like Joker from Batman. Believe it or not, I do feel better when I get out. So, right, Do your forced smile now. Be the Joker. Channel the Joker. Smile. Right. And we're thinking Fat Batman. We're not thinking The Dark Knight Rises. Then we have to go involuntary smile when you see something that just makes your face crease up. Don't be scared or vain about getting your laughter lines here. These are the stories of your life. The ones that show you have had fun, you've laughed, and you've laughed hard. The opposite of it, being dead, is not a good idea, too quickly. So might as well get the face creased up now first. We all have our different sense of humour. The Scots have quite a gallus humour, and the Brits are quite sarcastic. We laugh at ourselves quite a lot too. Other countries don't, and sometimes don't get our sense of humour. And some of my humour is lost on you. But I believe we're all kinder spirits anyway. So keep your head held high, your chin up, and most importantly, keep smiling because life's beautiful and there's so much to smile about. Said Marilyn Monroe. Smile at the thought of Marilyn. What crafty activities make you smile? It's finding that perfect yarn at the best price possible at just the right time. Is it petting the softest cashmere and thinking of the cowl you're going to make? When we stroke a pet, it lowers our blood pressure and it calms us. And it's good for us. And so is craft. And we have a calming, nice smile. Now practice that one. That's a nice smile. Or when you're crafting, is it when you start a project? You've got a quiet morning to yourself, a cup of tea on the hand, and me to keep you company for the first 40 minutes of it. A nice calm smile. Or is it when you finish the piece? Somebody gives you the compliment that you deserve. Did you make that? Yes, I did. It's lovely. Thank you. And you smile because it's polite. That's a nice smile. I sound part nice in there. See, I've lost count. I think we had 6, but I think I've put in more. You didn't even realise. Here's another one because you didn't think you were so smiley. Smile. My bairns make me smile. The nonsense they come out with. The looks on their faces when they earn their pocket money toy too. I was the best mummy in the entire world last week because Daisy had been earning money and she got a Rapunzel Play-Doh. I was the best mummy. I love you, mummy. How can I not smile at that? And watching Richard play with them too, all that just makes me smile. Comedy, that makes me smile. And laugh, listening to it, watching to it, either live or on TV. Going to the hairdressers makes me smile. The House Martins, the Swallows came back this week. They made me smile. Spring is here, and I've seen 3 swallows at the same time. So, therefore, it's summer. There's another maniacal mad laugh smile. Although the geese were still here yesterday, and I have shouted at them to go north now. Did you like the honking at the start? It took me all winter to get that. Then we went for a walk to the bird hide to get that and a skein. Did you know it's not a flock of geese, it's a skein of geese? They have so much in common with wool. And they flew over and they flew back. And I noticed that they only honk when they are in the air, not so much when they're in the loch or on the field or landing. Lots of chatter in the air. A wee bit when they land, like air control. Minimal when they're feeding. And Richard has requested that we have the macaque monkey smile. The one that Steve Irwin used to do. You hold your hand, pull your fringe back and grin quite scaringly like you're a monkey. And that's how macaque monkeys speak to each other. And whilst we're at it, can you laugh without smiling? Or is it a line from a song? Are we old without youth? That's American English. Getting mentions on podcasts. I love that. I always smile. And that's why I do it for you. Dancing, going down slides, skiing, finishing a task, seeing a friend, going to my local shop, my dog, crafting by material, pressing publish on the podcast episodes. That's just the tip of the iceberg. So let's do another smile, because it's good for us. We like to be happy. I hope I've done you a fair bit of smiling this morning. And here's the guaranteed smile. If you need a pee, stop, because it's time for my Daisy laugh.
Okay.
I loved that. That was brilliant fun writing that.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello section. Sandy, hello to new to me, been with me for a while now, been with me forever listeners. I really appreciate you tuning in and I hope you are enjoying yourselves. Sandy, hello to new group members. Marit Za, Hybrid Girl, Nanny Knitter, T. Jane, Crafty Duchess, Alice Jeffcott, Jim Jams Blue, Rostja, and LK31. Random Hellos to Whitby One, Anna 54, Shiny Bees, Versa Visa, I still love that, and Corduroy Mum. And also, thank you to some of you for putting up iTunes reviews. It must be American because there's none in the UK this time. Thank you for trying to do in Podbean too. Very much appreciate all the iTunes reviews because the other podcasters like them and, well, you know, it's all about me at the end of the day and it's my ego and it makes me smile. What's a crack?
What's a crack, Citrin?
I hope you managed to go to our designer from the last episode, Katie Swift, Hotter Than's shop, and had a good nosy about, possibly purchased a pattern or two. Her 50% discount is still on until the 30th of April if you type in Keith Ness. But you better be quick because I was supposed to record this last night, sorry. Now, Whitby One, whom I kind of scared off, sorry, please go and see the Keith Ness Socks thread in the Ravelry group where she suggests a knit along. I personally won't be doing it due to the reasons on the thread and really the socks are well out of my knitting expertise. Please do go along and join her. But how cool was it to have Keith Ness Socks? And it was a really lovely idea. Thank you, Whitby One. If I was good at designing, I'd love to do loads of things all named after Keith Nessian things. Yeah, crocheted seagull, scory. A crochet grotty bucky. Oh, I feel a project coming on. Run away, run away, run away. I totally missed the Great British Sewing Bee programme, sorry. Lots of you have watched it and enjoyed it and a lot of people have said, did you watch that? Because I thought you would be interested in it. My mum's seen it and for some reason or another, far too boring to mention with you, completely missed it. It's cool though how popular it has been. And I had a look at the book and it seems okay. And it has the patterns at the back and some of them you have to make bigger, so you therefore have to have a photocopier or you can download them from the computer, which seems to be the way forward. I quite like that. So the book in Tesco's was £10, which is reasonable.
The swap section.
Swap. The swap is the potholder swap of any make, shape or design. Knitted, stitch, bought, it was up to you. And you've got a couple of days to send yours out. Mine have gone, so they are in the post on their way across the Atlantic. Actually, they'll be well across the Atlantic by now. They'll be somewhere lost in the postal system of the lovely USA. And my mum's received hers and she has posted hers and she was... Thank you very much to her swap partner. She was lovely.
The beaker section.
Me section. In the great Scottish tapestry news, we have a bit. We went to the Pentland Hotel in Thurso on Tuesday and the group met up with another couple of groups in Caithness and up Sutherland Way and also the head embroiderer of the project, Dory Wilkie, and her husband Tom. They had taken up a completed panel which was the panel was the first settlement in Cramon lots of years BC. It is exquisite. And I didn't even have to look up the thesaurus. It was just exquisite. And I nearly cried at the detail on it and the lack on hours. I mean, a lot of hours and what we've achieved so far, but it's so under half done and the time is so ticking away fast. And I could put so in that sentence even more and it just wouldn't be enough. However, we got a lot of support and encouragement for Dory, who suggested things we had never thought of. We told her the history parts of ours that she didn't realise and where we were happy, where we had changed it with agreement. And all I want to do now is embroider. And all I can say is, you have to go and see this at the Scottish Parliament. Start planning your holiday now because I'm going to go. It will be amazing. Amazing, as Gary Tank Commander called it. It really will be. Anyway, Dory was wonderful, really lovely. And I wish that we had more time with her. And I loved it because, well, I've seen her work and it's divine. And I don't say that lightly, And then she admits that she can't split stitch well. I can, because it made me delighted, because I can do something she can't. But then we are all wonderful in our own way now, aren't we? And we were given instruction of take solar tip, not paint, but be very creative. I could see the cogs whirring in our group's mind as we've been restricted in this project because we weren't used to only embroidery. And in that itself is a really good challenge. And I look forward to the next meeting, which of course we'll report back to you. And if you want to see other panels work ongoing, please go and see the Great Scottish Tapestry Group on Facebook. You don't have to be a member of Facebook to go look, because I know some of you will not go onto Facebook for whatever reason. The blog has been updated and it's at www.keithnesstextileartists.blogspot.com. Swarble hand spun still up for sale. £35 plus postage for about 800 metres. I must put it onto Ravelry. I've said this for 3 episodes now, so really will pull finger out. Thank you very much to Can Knit and Sparkle and Spin for your feedback for my Etsy shop. It was quite encouraging. I'll ask for feedback and run in an Etsy shop for a few more episodes in case some of you are behind or just get fed up enough to answer me back. Nah. I was saying last episode, I'm considering how to make a wee income of, let's call it pin money, to pay for my craft and activities. I didn't do a good job of it last episode. I listened back and thought, how can I change that? And I thought I sounded I was a bit cadging and contradicting myself. So, of, don't say me yarn, say me yarn. So, now, I still don't know if I've got this right, but I'm happy to accept a nice something in the post if you absolutely insist on sending it, as some of you do, and I love you for it. Thank you, London Sam. And I was quite sad it wasn't a 6'3" package of yourself. But you did say you weren't sending yourself in the post. So, thank you from the Bairns. We have had a wonderful time with the bits and pieces that you put in it. Just lovely. Really, really lovely. I'm happy to accept stuff to review if you have a crafty business too, so I can put you into the Crafty Chamber of Commerce. But to make me feel like I'm not catching or just asking for freebies, I would review the business, call it advertisement for you businesses. Always could include your postal address so I can then send you something back to say thank you. And the Etsy shop would be me getting paid for things having to for sale. That sounds better now, doesn't it? Yes. Instead of, me stuff, because that just doesn't make me feel comfortable. Then I wouldn't be able to say, my business pays for the podcast, because it wouldn't. And also, I always kind of contradicted myself of, yeah, I won't want adverts all the way through it, but I'm going to tell you about all these business, so therefore it's advertising. I should really reread things before I put them out, shouldn't I? Yeah. It's okay, because you'll know me quite well. Right. I am smiling. Oh, look. Swallows. Oh, aye. What did I make this week? Right. Chewbacca. It is got the front and the back done. A split for the armholes and I need to pick up the armholes and I've had it sitting beside my foot every night for the past 3 nights. Not done it, but I will. And I'm using a Sirdar shaggy wool, which was intended to be a scarf, but it makes a great Chewbacca. And it's going to be far too hot by the time I finish it. But it's going to have short sleeves because I've only got one ball of wool left. And I'm going to just pick up the collar with the Aran wool and knit a collar in dark grey. Chewbacca won't mind. I picked up the Daisy Pink Dragon that I'm crocheting with from a Lucy Ravenscar Fierce Little Dragon free pattern. I had made the body and half a back leg. I finished the leg and then realised that the hook I used was bigger than the one I had used because the top half of the leg is much bigger than the bottom. So I'm going to take that out. But I had her stuffing it as I went, so it was quite good. She's very useful for things. So if anybody wants a dragon stuffer, I've got one. And back at the gardening big time too, it's started. We've got new plastic for the polytunnel, which is prepped, ready to put on. And we need a non-windy day and the garden has been dug. Ready for putting in the tatties soon. And this weekend, I have to tell you about this. I have been involved in a very exciting project at my son's school. And the paint company Dulux has organised and paid for an artist, Joyce, who was wonderfully lovely. And she came up and Dulux supplied the paint. There was quite a lot of paint. And the school painted murals on the outside shelter building and the inside of the walls with the picnic benches. And we did the gates too, and it's just amazing. Gary Tank Commander, amazing. It's amazing for you non-Scots. A gang appearance, and then some pupils and the staff were involved in clearing, cleaning, and then the bairns and the artists chalked on the agreed designs, and then we painted them on. On one wall we have a beach scene, and on another we have a dragon with mermaid and seals, beach, hills, wee cottages and the sheep. And the oyster catchers, which are on the school's badge, and we have a nesting pair of oyster catchers at the top corner of the playground, and they come back every year. The sheep are all different breeds local to Caithness, and it was farmers who painted them on, and it was really funny because they were arguing, "You have to have a Suffolk." "I don't want a Suffolk, what about the Cheviot?" "Oh, well, we'll have to have a black-faced Cheviot." And Richard says, "Why is there a turtle chasing in the sheep?" And they all went, "That's not a turtle, that's a black Cheviot." Oh, it was funny. And I said to Joyce, who's from Glasgow, says, "I bet you don't have this conversation when you're working in the city." And I painted grotty buggies up the beach. I was told to, it wasn't my idea, though, because I'm not that good. The shelter area, it's like a sort of bike shelter that the bairns can go in and hide out the rain. And my neighbour, Miranda, said that she got married in there when she was at school. And we just fell about laughing. And they've painted a jungle scene in there, and there was loads of things. From one side there was a volcano, waterfall, which ran down the wall, down the bench, and along across the floor. The whole floor was painted, even the poles were painted and have snakes up them. We have bears, tigers, lions, giraffes, koala, meerkat, ewoks, peacock, flowers, butterflies, sunset, the other side, even my Daisy painted. And she was encouraged to by the artist, and it was wonderful. Granted, she painted herself quite a lot too, and she's still green and blue, but it was just a wonderful project to be involved in. I'm really, really proud of it, and such a good feeling from yesterday. It was two very long days, but brilliant.
What you doing?
I've got a lovely what you doing to start off this new section of things that you want to share. If you have something to share, just drop me a message somehow or other and I will share. The lovely Bio Betty, who's a long-time listener, has passed her exams to become a Master of Science in Biology from the West Texas A&M University. So, everybody, round of applause. Please accept our congratulations, well done, and all the best in the next big adventure. And I'm smiling. You can hear it.
The Caithness section.
Caithness segment. Scooby-Doo ourselves back in time again. Toodaloo-doo, toodaloo-doo. This is now Caithness Game of Thrones. And for those of you who haven't seen Game of Thrones, I recommend it. But be warned, it is not for younger viewers. And it's on late at night for a reason. Sounds patronising again. It does what it says on the tin. They're all fighting over the throne of the kingdom, which is mythical, by the way. It took me about 2 episodes to think, is this real? It's plenty of differing themes through it, sort of supernatural, a little of Genghis Khan, a lot of the Romans, a bit of the Vikings, amongst others. We had a shot first 2 series and we watched them 2 or 3 a night, and I can't wait for it to be released on box set because I don't have Sky. And it's really quite hard avoiding what's happening. However, we've got our own Game of Thrones that I think we should get Sean Bean involved in somewhere, and Jerome Flynn. He's pretty good in it too. Anyway, I'm not going to spoil it for those that haven't seen it. We left it at Thorfinn the Skull Splitter, who has a beer named after him. He died in his bed, 963 AD. Who knows how he died in his bed? I mean, I don't know if he'd been old or not, and even if he was, maybe he was poisoned. I don't know. Just because he died in his bed doesn't make him any less. So anyway, there. That's just me muttering under my breath, and you heard that. There was a big fight about who was going to get the Orkney and Caithness earldom, and the battle was near about to wick. Now you like this bit. Thorfinn had 2 sons, Lot and Skúli, who had taken over when Thorfinn died. Remember them for a second. Meanwhile, Ragnhild, who was the daughter of King Eric Bloody Axe. She married Arn Finn, and then she married Harvard Happy Harvest, and she did away with both of them. So she decided to set her sights on Lot, and the Orkney Inga saga writer, why did I put that in my script again, has it down that Skuli travelled to Scotland from Orkney. That's spelled S-K-U-L-I, and Lot is L-G-O-T, but this is how I'm saying it. Skuli travelled to Scotland from Orkney. The King of Scots gave him the title of Earl. He went back up to Caithness, gathered an army, went back to Orkney to claim the earldom from his brother Lot. Big fight, which Lot won. Skuli ran away all the way down to the south of Scotland. Lot followed him. Skuli came back with an army supplied by the King of Scots and Earl Macbeth. Although in the footmark, it says it's doubtful about the accuracy of this because it's 50 years out of Shakespeare's Macbeth. So it might be from another earl or not what the play's about. I've not actually seen that or read it or know what happened, so I can't comment. Oh no! Thunder and lightning's going to hit me for saying that. Anyway, another big fight commenced in the Dales of Caithness near Thurso, and Skuli was killed. Aww. The Scots weren't happy about this at all, so Earl Macbeth headed north and another great big battle at Skiddon was fought, and Lot, who pretty much won, headed back up to Orkney, but he had a fatal wound, which did him off. This left it open for Lot's son Sigurd. Now, before I leave you quaffing your mead and scolding your Viking beer, I'm going to point out that the direction of the BBC History Extra podcast, I think it was the 13th of April, where there's a very interesting article on the term Viking. It was, as I suggested a while ago, the terminology of the act of being a baddie, of invading, plundering, taking over, as opposed to the race of people, the Norse, who in most part were reasonable. Now, we do have to remember that back in the day, it was really violent, probably just as violent as the world is today, but violent in this area. And of course, what makes news? Bad news. And the really bad news is what's remembered the most, because they wouldn't have written an awful lot in them days. Everything was handed down by voice. And what makes a good story? Bad news. More Caithness Game of Thrones next episode.
Blah 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 section.
Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you taking the time to download and listen to me talk about me. Are you still smiling? Go on, smile, smile, smile. My email is caithnessgraphcollective@gmail.com. I'm on Ravelry as Louise Hunt. Twitter, Pinterest and Facebook, far too much, as caithnessgraph. You can access the Flickr photos from LouiseJ2010, which I haven't put one in on for a while, or via the Podbean site as www.caithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com. The photos are down the right hand side. Thank you for listening, keep on crafting, and enjoy the geese. Save you blue fish, I know you don't like them. Thank you.